Stubby Goes Home for the Weekend, Part 2. Devin burst through the door on Friday after school. "Mom, guess what?" he shouted. "I finally got Stubby the guinea pig for the weekend." Stubby was the first grade's class pet that needed a home to go to each weekend, and Devin was chosen as the lucky one this time. "I promised Miss Dean I would take care of him," he said. "Can you think of a way that will help you remember your promise?"
"You could remind me," said Devin.
"I could, but this is your promise. Can you think of a way to remind yourself?" Devin decided an alarm each morning would be a good idea, and then a sticky note on the bathroom mirror would also remind him. He put Stubby in his bedroom, gave him food, water, and a small carrot, then played with him for a while before bed. When the alarm went off Saturday morning, he got up right away. Stubby was happy to see him. Then Jimmy called. "Hey, Devin, want to play baseball tonight after dinner at my house?"
"Yeah, I'll be there," said Devin.
After Saturday chores, he played with Stubby, then went to Jimmy's. What a fun game they had. Afterward, Jimmy asked Devin to sleep over and see his new baseball cards. Devin called home to ask his mom.
"What about Stubby?" she asked.
"Can you feed him?" said Devin. "Just this time?" "Devin, you made the promise, not me." At that moment, Devin wished he hadn't promised. He told Jimmy he had to go home. When he checked on Stubby, he found the food and water bowls tipped over. Devin's room was very hot, and poor Stubby was panting from thirst. Devin quickly filled the water bowls, and Stubby drank for several minutes. "What if I had not come home?" thought Devin. He shuddered at what might have happened to Miss Dean's guinea pig. On Monday morning, Devin proudly presented Stubby to his teacher in a freshly cleaned cage, looking happy and healthy. Miss Dean felt very relieved. "Devin, it looks like you did an amazing job keeping your promise."